Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we're going to get out of our Packers echo chamber for a moment and bring in on the line one of our Radio.com Sports NFL insiders. Armando Salguero joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Insider reports, by the way, guys, brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class. Armando joins us. Armando, thank you for some time. How are you?
Armando.
I'm doing great. These are not Ted Thompson's Packers, are they?
No, we love it, dude.
No, it's a new day, my man.
Amazing. To the forefront of the national scene with free agency for the Green Bay Packers. I love it, too.
Okay. Of the two pass rushers, the edge rushers, Preston and Za'Darius Smith, who do you think is going to be better, Preston Smith or Za'Darius Smith? Which is the better signing? They both got big contracts, but who's going to be the better player, you think?
Right. So defense is – it's a cliche, but it is a team situation, right? It's not a one-guy thing. It's not a two-guy thing. It's an 11-guy thing, all being at the right place at the right time, hopefully to the ball. What I like about Za'Darius Smith is the fact that he's a multiple guy. What I mean by that is, yeah, he's going to be an edge rusher for you. But on sub packages, on third down, on passing downs, he can move inside. I think the guy is like 275, 278 pounds in the offseason. I would guess it's going to be about that in the regular season. He can move inside, and he can provide pressure from the inside, which is the most direct shot to the quarterback. NFL teams now have gotten so good at stopping edge rushers from the outside because they pay a lot of money for their tackles that edge rushers are great, but if you can get one of those guys inside, that's the way that you can turn a quarterback's world upside down. Look at what Tom Brady typically does. He struggles when a team gets pressure up the middle. And I think Smith, Za'Darius Smith, can do that.
Talking with one of our Radio.com NFL insiders, Armando Salguero. You can find him with the Miami Herald as well, Armando Salguero on Twitter. I think that, you know, for us following the Packers, it is a little bit different of a day. Well, it's a lot different of a day because this never happens. And then we're quickly reminded by our NFC North rivals, Bears fans and Vikings fans and Lions fans, that, oh, look at the Packer fans. They're all excited. You can't win championships on free agency. Okay, fine. But the team got better yesterday. Did they overpay for a guy or two, you know, in the market? Maybe. I don't know. I'm just at the point where the team got better. We're very down on this team up here because of how they've played the last two seasons. We don't know what a new coaching change will bring, but they got better. And I think that while some teams do spend too much in free agency year after year and they're in that same cycle, I think it's a different case, Armando, for the Packers this time around.
Look, so free agency is a tool. It's not the tool. It's not the way to build a team. But it's a way to help to build a team. And what the Packers did for year after year after year in the past was just ignore that tool, basically. And it was, we're not going there. We're not doing that. Meanwhile, their competition were using that tool. And I think that seems like you're limiting yourself, and there's no reason for it. I don't think the Packers are building through free agency at all. What I do think is that they're using free agency, and now they've opened the field to themselves in the draft. Do we know what they're going to draft now? No, because guess what? They can go in any way that they wish because they filled obvious needs in free agency. It was used as a tool, and now the draft, now they can do practically whatever they want.
Yeah. I see. I like the signing. I mean, I love the two edge rushers, but getting Amos, guy who was a late pick with the Bears, who's turned out to be a pretty good player at safety, I think this guy's going to be – he might turn out to be the steal of the four guys the Packers picked up yesterday.
I love it because okay, so he got a lot of money, right? He got $37 million over 4 years. But when you compare that to Landon Collins, that kind of money, Tyrann Mathieu, that kind of money, it's not in the same hemisphere, basically. But I actually think he's better in pass coverage than Collins, and he's more of a thumper than Mathieu. And here's the thing. So he's not a big play kind of guy, okay? We know that. I think last year he had two interceptions, and that was a career high. Fine. But if you dig down deep into him, he's always in the right place. I think last year his completion percentage against was in the 40s. His passer rating against was 78. So this guy is great, not good, great in the back end coverage. Not only that, he allowed like 7.7 yards per completion against him. He's a safety. The guy lines up 15 yards down the field, and when someone completes a pass against them, they don't even make a first down. So it is almost an undercover great move. And then there's this other thing. Did I mention that, yeah, he played for the Chicago Bears, didn't he? What division are the Chicago Bears in? Who do they play twice a year? Oh, the Green Bay Packers. So their lesson now, it's a force multiplier move. You're improved in Green Bay. The Chicago Bears, they're lessened.
Talking with Armando Salguero, one of our Radio.com Sports NFL insiders, all of our insiders brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class. We've also been talking a lot, as I'm sure every show in the country has, about some of the other moves, the Odell Beckham move to the Browns. I think that the Giants, I saw a great tweet last night from one of the New York writers. Not only did they make the trade of players, the Browns also traded the mantle of worst run organization to the Giants. I just think that is such a steal for the Browns. And I think no matter who the Giants draft, when you can bring in a talent like that, oh yeah, he's kicked the kicking net once and sometimes he pouts. But I just look at the Browns as right now on paper, I mean, they've got to be a top three team in the AFC.
You're absolutely right. It's a great move for the Browns because of the way that they're set up. Look, in New York, Odell Beckham was pretty much, now that Eli Manning has sort of sunk back into mediocrity, he was the face of that franchise. And you're right. Sometimes he was a pouty face and a not happy face and an unhappy face, as a matter of fact, and kicking nets and beating them up and stuff like that. In Cleveland, where he's not going to be under that kind of scrutiny, he's not even the face of the offense. That goes to the quarterback, and who happened to be the number one overall pick last year and played great. And he's going to be playing with Jarvis Landry on the other side, who happens to be like his best friend. There's a lot to be happy about if you're Odell Beckham today. And for the Cleveland Browns, there's a lot to be happy because you are going to have one terrific, terrific offense, or at least you should. For the Giants, yeah, they got kind of ripped off. I mean, a first, a third, and a safety, Jabril Peppers. For Odell Beckham, who is arguably a transcendental player, I don't know about that.
So what did Brown do then? Because Bart and I were going back. What did he do that was so bad in New York?
Beckham?
Beckham, that they didn't want to deal with him anymore.
Yeah, you're right. It's weird, but it's an internal locker room kind of thing. Look, when you pay a guy like a quarterback, and basically he's just a rung below in the salary cap, you need him to be face of the franchise type guy. And he is a reluctant face of the franchise type guy. He doesn't want to be that. for all his attention grabbing and attention getting, believe it or not, I've dealt with him. He's a kind of a reclusive individual. He wants attention, but on his terms. And in New York, that's not going to fly. It simply is not. I think he is out of place in the biggest market in the country, in the NFL. So it was one of those, it's hard to explain kind of thing why it didn't work for the Giants. The Giants are a very conservative organization, as you guys know. They're just not flying with the, look, I'm gonna fight against Josh Norman. I'm gonna, you know, get into him. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna play the Twitter game. I'm gonna be on Instagram. They're not into all of that. Maybe they need to come into the 21st century.
Talking with Armando Salguero. So the free agency period, and there'll still be some guys that sign and some big names yet, but most teams are looking ahead now to the draft. The Packers being one of those to get back to them, picking at number 12. We were thinking that edge rusher is where you need to go. You got to get an edge rusher. You don't have any. Well, now they got two. Do the Packers try to triple up there in the draft? Do you take a tight end if available? If you're Green Bay and you've got 12, what do you think that they should be doing with that pick?
Well, there's this guy that I really like, BPA, best player available.
Ah, sure.
Yeah. Again, what they've done in free agency opens up the field for them. They can go any which way that they want. They've got two first-round picks, so they really have a lot of flexibility. And by the way, that's a word that you're going to be hearing a lot from the organization going forward. Flexibility. In the draft, for their defense, they're going to be multiple, and it's going to be one of those situations where they can go to a tackle position, not just for now, but for the future. They can go to maybe a slot receiver. I doubt that they would do that in the first round, but that's something that, you know, they can look at. It's a great year to add on defense. And Mike Pettine, he's gonna be pounding the table for more help on defense, especially up front. I love the Packers front seven now, and their cornerbacks are great. But you need to play someone next to Amos, no? So who's that guy? Maybe you find that guy in the draft now.
Armando, appreciate it. Good to chat with you. We will make sure we do it again soon.
Armando,
gentlemen, my pleasure.
Armando Salguero joins us here on The Fan, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, Armando Salguero. Insider Reports brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.